играется.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuman and Bezim Abez. We're holding by the Mishnah on and Bezim Abez. So says the Mishnah, Hachitzayna, the outer Pareiches, we said that there was two Pareiches separating between the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The outer Pareiches, Haisaprufa Min Adarim, it was pinned back from the south, meaning the way you got in between the two curtains, was by going to the southern side of the curtain. Upnimis Min Atzafayin, and then the Kohen Gadol would walk from the southern side all the way across this area to the north, and that's on the northern side, that's where the inner curtain was pinned back, and that's where he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So Mahalich Beinein Ad Shemegiel Atzafon, he would walk between the two curtains until he got to the north. Hegiel Atzafon, once he got to the north, which is where the inner curtain opened up, Haifich Panav Odarim, he would turn his face to the south, Mahalich Lesmoilein, he would walk to his left, Af ima pareches, with the pareches, that's right now, meaning along the pareches, ad shumagia la'arein, and he would keep walking towards the south until he got to the place of the arein. Hegia la'arein, once he got to the place of the arein kodesh, na'isei nesa machta, bein shnei abadim. So he would put the machta with the gecholim between the two poles of the arein kodesh. Tzavar es ha-keteires al gabei gecholim, he would then pile up the keteires on top of the gecholim, v'nismale kol ha-bayis kuloy ha-ashon, and the entire room, the entire kodesh ha-kadoshim would become filled with smoke. Yatzo u-balek v'derech beis kenisaso, and then he would go out the exact way he came in, u-mispal tefila ketzar v'bayis ha-chitza, and he would say a short tefila in the bayis ha-chitza, and Rashi says refers to the heichal. V'lo haya mayrech b'tefila. He wasn't Meirich, and the reason for that was is Shalei Lahavis as Yisrael, so he shouldn't scare Klal Yisrael that something happened to him. They would be nervous, they're scared this whole time, they're waiting with anticipation for the Kohen Gadol to come out, so therefore he dafka said a short tefillah. Says the Gemara, B'mayaskina, which base of Mikdash is the Mishnah talking about? Ilim Mikdash Rishoin. If the Mishnah is talking about the Tekufa of Bais Rishoin, so we have a Pareichais. Was there Pareichais in the first base of Mikdash? There was Namatraxin. Elo B'mikdash Eini. Rather must be the Tanis talking about the second base of Mikdash. Well, frak the Gemara, so then how does it make sense to say that the Kohen Gadol would go until he got to the Aron Kodesh? Mi have Aron. Was there an Aron Kodesh in the second base of Mikdash? But Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Misha Nignaz Aron, when the Aron Kodesh was Nignaz, so Nignaz Imaitz and Sanas Haman. Together with the Aron Kodesh was also Nignaz, the container with man, Utzleicha Shemen HaMishcha, and also the container with the Shemen HaMishcha, Umakla Shel Aron, Ushkeideu Frachecha, Aron HaKohen's special staff, with its almonds and blossoms, Va'argo Sheshigru Plishtim Dairin L'Elkei Yisrael, and the box that the Plishtim had sent Klal Yisrael as a present, when they returned to Aron Kodesh, and then as the Pasuk says, V'Kli Azav V'Sher Shivayisim Loi, Asham Tasimu Ba'argaz, Bitzidai V'Shilachtim Ayisai V'Halach. So they put this special box on the side of the Aron Kodesh. When the Aron Kodesh was Nignaz, this box was Nignaz together with the Aron Kodesh. Umi Ganzai, and who is the one who put all these things into Geniza? Says the Braisa, Yeshio Ganzai, Ma Ra'asha Ganzai, why did he do it? Because Ra'asha Kasov, he saw that it said in the Teichacha, that Yaelach Hashem Ha'ischa Vesmalkacha Asher Takam Alecha, he saw that there was going to be Galus, and he saw that it was imminent. So Amma V'Ganzai, so he went out, he got up, and he hid everything. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, V'yaymer L'alavim, and Mevinim, L'kol Yisrael, HaKadoshim, L'Hashem, Tenuas Aron HaKadosh, Mabayis, Asher Banu Shlomo, Vendava, Malach Yisrael, Eilach HaMasa, B'chasef, At Ivdos Hashem, L'kechem, Es Amma Yisrael, He told the Levim to put the Aron Kodesh in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now the Aron Kodesh already was there in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But what it means is, as he was saying, to put it into Geniza over there. So you see that Yeshiyahu HaMelech is the one who put it into Geniza. So says the Gemara, Va'amar Belazar. Rabbi Lazar says that what's the makar that all these other things were Nignaz Imai? Because Ma'asya Shama Shama, we learn out Shama Shama from the Aron Kodesh to the Tzinsenes Haman. Va'asya Divers Divers, we learn out from the Tzinsenes Haman to the Shemin HaMishcha. Va'asya Mishmeres Mishmeres, and we learn out also from the Tzinsenes Haman to the Makle Shel Aron. So all these things are also Nignaz together with the Aron Kodesh. Now the point is, the reason we mentioned this whole Braisa, is because you see that Yeshiyahu HaMelech is the one who was Ganaz the Aron Kodesh. Now he was at the end of the Bayis Rishon. So you see that in the times of the Bayis Sheni, there was no Aron Kodesh. So if so, we have a steer in our Mishnah. The one hand that mentions Pareichais, which is Mashma, we're talking about the Bayis Sheni, but then it mentions the Aron Kodesh, and there was no Aron Kodesh in the Bayis Sheni. So says the Gemara, La'ilam b'mikdasheni. Really, the Mishnah is talking about the mikdasheni. So what does it mean when it mentions Daron Kodesh? U'mayegiyah la'arayin, makoy marayin. It doesn't mean that the Kohen Gadol actually got to the place where the Aron Kodesh was, because it wasn't there. But he got to the place of the Aron, the place where the Aron used to be. That's what the Mishnah means to say. In fact, the Gemara, Vakatani Nasan Esamachta, Lebein Shnei Abadim, it says he puts down the shovel between the two poles of the Aron Kodesh. So it sounds like it's describing a situation where it was actually there. Says the Gemara, no, Ema Kibein Shnei Abadim. It doesn't mean that he put it actually to the place where there were two poles. It means he put it to the place where there used to be two poles. The place which was used to be considered the place of Bein Abadim. Says the Gemara Vayter, we mentioned in the Mishnah that Savar as a Keteris al Gabi Gecholim, that he would pile up the Keteris on top of the Gecholim. So the Gemara points out that's not Kiman Damer Tzayfro. So the Mishnah is Mavur, like the Man Damer who says that the Kain Gadol would pile up the Keteris on top of the Gecholim and not spread it out. Now, within piling it up, so the Gemara is going to bring down a Machlekes, two Brises, which say two different ways of how the Kain Gadol might have piled it. Piled the Keteris on top of the Gechalim. So Tani Chada Tzayvra Pnima Shichutzalai. One Braisa says that he would start piling it up. The inner coals, which are further away from him. Inner meaning closer to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, closer to the Makom Aron Kodesh. V'tani Idach Tzayvra Chutza Shipnima Lai. No, he started piling it up from the outer coals that were, so to speak, closer to the Heichal, which was closer to the Kohen Gadol, because it was facing the Makom Aron Kodesh. Amar Abaye, Tanai, Abaye said it's a Machlokes Tanayim, V'amar Abaye, Mistaber Kamanda Amar Pnima Shichutzalai. It's more Mistaber like the man Amar who says that he started piling up the Keteras on top of the Gecholim from the inner coals which were further away from him and then moved closer to him. That not because we learned in the Mishnah, the Malamdin I said that they would teach the Kohen Gadol, he's Zahir, Shalei Tasla Mipanecha, be careful not to start piling it up from the coals that are right in front of you and then moving further out, because Shemetichave, if you do it like that, you might end up burning yourself. So you see, because since we have a Mishnah which says, like the first man, the Omer, so it says Abaye, it's more Mistaber, like the Tana and the first Braisa.